sucker some action.
Hurting like a bum.
Want some advice?
What?
Go bear here. Catch a bear. Come on.
Rock, I bet the fight don't go three rounds. You feel strong?
Want some good advice? Move into your...
Really got lucky tonight.
Spotty didn't lose his share. $40. Less $15 locker and corner, man. $5 shower and towel. 7% tax. Come to $17.20. You fought a good fight, Spider. Balboa, you get winner's share. $65. Less $15 locker and corner, man. $5 shower and towel and 7% tax. Comes to $40.55.
When do I fight again?
Maybe 2 weeks. Give me a call. The doctor should be in about 20 minutes.
Hey, your old man did pretty good tonight. Why weren't you there, huh? You should have seen me. You guys hungry? No? Here you go. Here you go. You want to see your friend Moby Dick, huh? Hey, don't Moby Dick. You miss me today or what? Huh? Huh? Here you go. Say hi. You know, if you guys could sing or dance, I wouldn't be doing this, you know?
This turtle food I got here had more flies in it, no more moths in it than flies. More fly, more moths than, well, who the hell cares?
How you feeling this morning, huh? Full of life?
Fine.
Hey, how you doing, Killer? How's the turtle food this week?
Fine.
Me, I'm kind of aggravated, you know?
Oh, sorry.
Your boss is kind of aggravated, you know? You want to hear about it?
Hey, somebody don't
want to
hear about that.
Yeah, how you doing, Lloyd? Good. You know, the last turtle food I got here had more moths in it than flies. You know that, Adrian?
And these moths, they get caught in the turtle's throat right about here in his paw, right? I got to smack them on the back of the shell, and what do you think they get?
Huh?
And they get what?
Huh?
Go what? Show shot. Take a show shot. What do you think?
Just starting with bad jokes, really, huh?
Well, no, I was inventing jokes. It's so easy sometimes.
No, no one knows jokes.
Hey, how's my buddy doing today? Yo, Budkin! Yo, Budkin!
Oh. Adrian, I want you to go downstairs and clean all the cat cages. They're a mess.
Hey, crime don't pay. You know that, Gloria. You know that.
Hey, Ross, we're fighting again.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
We'll make some money real soon, eh?
Yeah, $1 million. Hey, you. Where you going?
Where you going? Huh? Where you running? Where you
going? Hey! Hey! Don't hit the face!
Shut up!
Not the face!
Mr. Gazzo wants the 200 now. Yeah?
Bro, let him stick a hand, bro.
Mr. Gazzo says I should get the 200 or break your thumb. You understand?
Please.
Huh?
Please.
What's your name again?
Huh? Bob.
Bob. Listen, Bob. Listen, Bob. You want to dance, you got to pay the band. You understand? You want to borrow, you got to pay the man. Hey,
I ain't emotionally involved, Bob. You understand? Give me some money.
It's 130 here.
I'm broke.
Hey, Bob. Hey. You're still $70 late.
You don't have to break nothing. Here, take my coat. It's worth $50, $60.
Hey, take the coat. Take the coat.
This one.
No, you should have planned ahead. You know that? You should have planned ahead.
We're faking. I'll tape up the hand like you broke the top.
Planned ahead.
Gazzo don't have to know. He won't be wise to nothing. Gazzo won't be wise to nothing. Keep the coat.
Had 130, but I think he's good for the rest next week, Mr. Gasso.
Sure, Rocky. Bob's good for it. That's it for today. Tomorrow, collect from Del Rio. He's late 3 weeks, and I don't like it.
Tomorrow, 3 weeks. Del Rio? All right, I got it. Del Rio. How do you spell Del Rio?
How'd you do last night?
I did real good.
Gee.
What?
Did you get the license number?
Of what?
The truck that run over your face.
Relax, buddy. All right, pull it over here. I want to let Rocky out, and then I'm going to talk to him for a few seconds.
You didn't break this guy's thumb like I told you.
How do you know I didn't break it?
You don't think I hear things? Did I give you a job this morning or I didn't?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So why don't you break his thumb like I told you to? When you don't do what I tell you to do, you make me look bad, Rock.
I figure if I break the guy's thumb, he gets laid off, right? He can't make
money. Yeah, well, don't figure it. Let me do the figuring, okay, Rock? From here on, just let me do the figuring. You know, these guys think that we're running some kind of charity or something. They're going to get off light. From here on in... Do what I tell you to do, because it's bad for my reputation. You understand? You got it, Rock?
I got it. Hey, how do you spell Del Rio?
It's up in a dictionary, Rock.
Come on. Hey, I won't let that happen no more about the thumb. You know?
So long, meatbag.
I should have broke your thumb.
Last night.
Absolutely. Should have seen me.
Don't you think you ought to take a rest?
No, my back is hurt.
Your back?
My back is hurt. You deaf?
No, I'm short.
Yo, Mike. Where's my lock? Whose stuff is this in my lock?
Stepper stuff. It ain't your locker no more.
What are you talking about? It ain't my locker. It's been my locker for 6 years. Where's my gear?
Mickey told me to bag it and hang it.
You put my stuff on Skid Row. I've been in that locker for 6 years and you put my stuff in a bag on Skid Row?
Mickey tells me what to do, I gotta do it, right, Rock?
Where is he?
He's outside working with Dipper. He's in a bad mood.
So am I. My problem is I've been talking to your man, Mike. I want to know how come I've been put out of my lock.
Because Dipper needed it. Dipper's a contender. He's a climber. Do you know what you are?
What?
A tomato.
Tomato?
Yeah, let's face it. I run a business here, not a goddamn soup kitchen. Did you fight last night?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah, I won KO in a set.
Yeah, who'd you fight?
Spider Rico.
He's a bum.
You think everybody I fight is a bum?
Well, ain't they? You got heart, but you fight like a goddamn ape. Nothing special about you. You never got your nose busted. Well, leave it that way. Nice and pretty and what's left of your mind.
Hey, you know, Mick, I think I'm going to go take this team. You know why? Because I did real good last night and you should have seen me.
Big team.
You should have seen me, too.
Hey, kid. You ever think about retiring?
No.
You think about it.
Yeah.
All right, time.
Hey,
time!
Whoa. I dig your locker, man.
Help with that case? There's a good game down at the Spectrum tonight. You want to go to the basketball game? Hey, but kiss, hey, kid. Tough day today, you know? They took my locker away. I had that locker for about 6 years, but don't bother me none. Lockers are bad anyway. After a while, people get the combination. I must have had 20 bucks taken out of there in the past 6 years, you know? Don't sound like much, but it adds up. You know, doesn't matter. Who cares? You know. Now, cold night. Hey, Bird. Hey, look who's here. Look who's here. The giant worm. Look at these birds. Don't these birds look like candy, you know? Like flying candy. Hey, Bird, you want to fly me home? You need somebody to walk you home, you know? Hmm?
No.
No. It's a cold night, you know. If I was you and you got the money, I would take a cab or something. Too many creeps around here, you know. Every other block is a creep. You can always tell a creep. All right, listen, I'm gonna go now, okay? Listen, I'll see you later, all right? None of you guys get up. I know you had a hard day in the cage, right? So, I'm gonna go home, make up a joke. I'm gonna tell you a new joke tomorrow, okay? Good night, Agent.
Good night, Rocky.
Steamroom.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, what's with the odds?
They're fighting.
Hope you've won it at least.
Oh, yeah, it did real good. Sure thing.
Heavyweight champion of the world, Apollo Crews, at Kennedy Airport,
hey, Rock,
New York.
Who'd you fight?
Spider Rico.
Hey. Is he still around?
Yeah, he's going real good. He's going better than you are, I'm sure. Hey, Paulie, what are you talking for? Yo, Paulie.
I'd like to kill the freak of moron who broke the mirror.
Hey, yo, Paulie. Every day, every night, I pass by your sister's giving me the shoulder. You know what I mean?
Forget her.
What do you mean, forget?
Don't better than her.
Don't forget nothing. Every night, I pass by the place I tell a joke. Every morning, I pass by the place I tell a joke. Nothing. She just looks at me. You know what I mean?
Looks, huh?
Yeah, like I'm a plate of leftovers. What? I need a Cadillac to connect with your sister. Something wrong with my face. You know what I mean?
She's a freaking loser.
Hey.
Sometimes she gets me so crazy, I could split her head with a razor.
But don't get mental, man. You know.
Well, you caught me in a bad mood.
You're always in a bad mood.
Avian ain't sharp. Avian is a loser.
Hey.
She's pushing 30 freaking years old, and if you don't watch out, you're going to end up dying alone.
I'm 30 myself.
And you're going to end up dying alone.
Hey, I don't see no crowd around you, neither. You
I'd like to kill the freaking moron who broke the mirror. That's
come
what
on, let's get out of this state, would you? Come on.
I
want to
talk to you anyway.
About what?
You still work for Ogasso?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you talk to him about me?
Well, I just don't think Gazzo's hiring right now, you know? You know? Come on.
The girl's drying up.
Who?
My sister. If she don't start living, her body's going to dry up. You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you come over and talk to her?
Sure. Yeah.
Tomorrow you come for some bird, right?
Absolutely. You got it.
I gotta go. If I'm 10 minutes late, she calls the house.
Paulie!
I got it.
Bicentennial fight with Mack Lee Green here in Philadelphia at the Fabulous Spectrum. Harry? You're speaking now of your much-publicized bicentennial fight.
That's right. This is going to be the greatest sporting event in the country's history. A gala occurrence with me beating Green like he committed a crime.
Would you take a still look at that guy?
The heavyweight championship,
I mean,
of the
real
world
fight is going to come from the pros. We got today a jig clowns.
On January 1st, the first major event in the country's history.
Jig clown.
And in keeping with great events throughout the country's history, Apollo Creed will duplicate the cracking of the Liberty Bell by cracking Mack Lee Green.
Okay. You call Apollo Creed a clown?
Do you have any quick advice for young boxing hopeful?
Stay in school and use your brain. Be a doctor, be a lawyer, carry a leather briefcase. Forget about sports as a profession. Sports make you grunt and smell. See, be a thinker, not a sticker.
Okay, thanks a lot, champ. Hey, Jerry Simpson.
Craziest man is champion in the world. He took his best shot and become champ.
Huh?
What shot did you ever take?
Hey, Rocky, you're not happy with your life. It's nice. Me, I got a business going. I don't have to take no shots.
No one having gone more than 12 rounds with him, and that was Jake Dale.
Took that up your business.
You were so insulted. Want me to take a shot? All right. I'll take a shot.
Hey, Rocky, how about a bottle, huh?
No wine.
Come on.
No wine. Pass me a drink.
No wine.
Hey, Rory, did your brother know you're hanging out so late?
Where'd you get locked?
Hey, these guys teach you to talk like that.
Hold it up.
Hey, don't you never say that. Hey, come here.
Hey, you know, when I was your age, there was only one girl in the whole neighborhood that talked like that. You know what I mean? That was it, just one. What are you doing? Well, I'll make your teeth yellow. Don't do that.
I like yellow teeth.
I'll make your breath like garbage.
Maybe I like garbage.
Come on, nobody likes garbage. Anyway, this girl with a dirty mouth, she wasn't bad looking, but you see, none of the guys ever took her serious, you see? They never took her out for any serious date.
Why?
Because that's the way guys are. They laugh when you talk dirty, they think you're cute. But after a while, you get a reputation, and that's it. You get no respect, you understand? You get no respect. I gotta use a bad word. Whore. You understand? Whore. See, you use dirty words, and maybe you end up becoming a whore. You understand? Hey, that don't matter that you're 12. It don't matter. You don't really have to be one. You just act like one, and that's it. Boom. Hey, you get a bad rep. You understand? 20 years from now, people are gonna say, hey, do you remember Marie? No, who's she? She's a little whore that hung down the Atomic Hoagie Shop. Oh, yeah, now I remember her. You see, they don't remember you, they remember the rest.
You gonna stand? Hey, you got a boyfriend?
No, you ain't got a boyfriend.
You know why?
Why don't you think you have a boyfriend? Because you're hanging out with them coconuts in the corner. You understand? You hang out with them coconuts, you get nowhere. They're lemons. Lemons. You hang out with nice people, you get nice friends. You understand? You hang out with smart people, you get smart friends. You hang out with yo-yo people, you get yo-yo friends. You see, simple math, math.
I hope you ain't going to.
I won't.
What were they going to say?
You hope I don't keep acting like a whore, I'll turn into one, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Night, Rocky.
Night, Marie. Take care, you know?
Hey, Rocky.
Yo.
Screw you, creepo.
Yeah, who are you to give advice, creepo? Who are you?
Are the doctor's reports confirmed?
Definitely. Says here, Mackley Green has suffered a severely cracked third metacarpal in his left hand. Of course, we can cancel the fight indefinitely if you're set on fighting Green.
Hey, it ain't just Green. Now, what about all the time Apollo has invested?
I believe we can find a solution.
Solution, nothing. Now, you better find me another rank contender, and I mean in a flash, Jergens.
Don't play games with my client. Apollo's already done $1 million worth of publicity, has made contractual obligations with 20 different organizations. He's not going to be embarrassed.
I contacted Ernie Roman's manager. Ernie's fighting in France that same week.
Then get me Buddy Shaw. Hell, he's ranked fifth.
Went to California and gained 50 pounds. I get hold of every worthwhile contender, and they all say the same thing. 5 weeks just isn't enough time to get into shape.
Oh, shape nothing, man. They're afraid. Hell, they know everybody in the world's going to see this fight, and none of them got a prayer whipping me. So they're making excuses so they don't have to be the chump to get whipped in front of the whole civilized world.
All I can say is I'm a good promoter. I've promoted fights in every goddamn country in the world, and I've broken my ass over this one. But I don't know what the hell else to do.
I do. Without a ranked contender, what this fight is going to need is a novelty. This is the land of opportunity, right? So Apollo Creed on January 1st gives a local underdog fighter an opportunity. A snow-white underdog, and I'm going to put his face on this poster with me. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm sentimental. And a lot of other people in this country are just as sentimental, and there's nothing they'd like better than to see Apollo Creed give a local Philadelphia boy a shot at the greatest title in the world on this country's biggest birthday. Now, that's the way I see it. And that's the way it's going to be.
Apollo, I like it. It's very American.
You know, Jergens, it's very smart.
Wow, what is it?
I just want to check this thing out. You know, you said pick up 2 yards from Schneider and a gram from Capoli, right?
No. 2 yards from Capoli and a gram from Schneider.
Two yards.
Write it down,
2 yards.
Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Who's this girl you're going out with tomorrow night?
How'd you know?
You know. Don't you think I hear things? A lot of canaries flying around the docks.
I'm going out with Paulie's sister.
Hey, Rob.
What?
Hey, she's retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
Tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum.
Okay, relax. But he's in a bad mood. It's his prostate.
Well, he's always in a bad mood. You know, you ought to count your blessings, buddy. You're still a healthy person. You know that?
I don't like your face.
I don't like your Z's.
Kiss my ass.
I'm off your shoulders. Out. Come
on, relax. My ears. What are you driving me crazy? Both ears. But he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Now, some guys, they just hate for no reason. Gabby?
Yeah.
Come here. $50. You and your girl Adrian, you have a nice time. Yeah?
Thanks. Hey, how'd you know her name?
You don't think I hear things?
Hey, Rock.
What?
Remember what I told you?
What'd you tell me?
Take her to the zoo.
Some more coffee, Mr. Creed.
No, thanks, Shirley. What do you think about Billy Snow?
Fouls.
How about Big Chuck Smith?
Yeah.
He's too old and dull. Hey, the Bobby Judge, he's a good boy.
No, and I don't feel the heat from that man.
Joe Zack's a good prospect. Exactly what are you looking for, Apollo?
This is what I'm looking for. The Italian Stallion.
Rocky Balboa? Never heard of him.
Look, it's the name, man. The Italian Stallion. The media will eat it up. Now, who discovered America? An Italian, right? What would be better than to get it on with one of his descendants?
He's a southpaw. I don't want you messing around with southpaws now. They do everything backwards.
Southpaw, nothing. I've dropped him in three. Apollo Creed meets the Italian Stallion. Sounds like a damn monster movie.
Hey, who are you doing with that bat, huh? I used to be deadly at stickball. You sure your sister knows I'm coming, right?
You're very excited. Maybe swollen hands.
Yeah.
The joints from walking in, carrying meat in and out of freezer.
Huh?
Plays hell on the joint.
Maybe I ought to see a doctor. What do you think?
I don't need a doctor. I need a different job.
Yeah, a different job. What kind of turkey? I'm a big turkey or a small turkey?
Guys all about me. Hey. Tell them I'm a good man and nothing bothers me. I make a great collector. Busting bones don't bother me.
Don't bother you. Big turkey, right? Huh? Hey, Gazzo's got to give me. Forget Gazzo. It's a bad job. You know what I mean? You got a match? You got
go
a match?
To go to him for me. As a favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, last time I had a turkey, it was when they were having a $2 special, Horn and Hard Dogs, about 3 years ago. Let us give me the turtles. We have spam. What do you think? No. Sister knows I'm coming for sure, right?
Yeah. She's very excited.
I'm all alone. Hey, we forget about Gazzo, huh?
I don't ask nobody twice.
Don't ask nobody twice. Stay away, baby. Hey, your sister, you sure your sister knows I'm coming?
Yeah. She's very excited.
Yeah.
Wally, you're late.
Call the hospital.
10 minutes late.
Yo, how you doing?
I told you she's very excited.
Holy, why didn't you tell me you were bringing him here? You look at me, I'm not ready for this.
It would make a difference if you were. Look, he's a friend and now he's taking you out.
No, I can't.
Well, you're in the kitchen and I want you out right now. Hey! Hey, I want you out of here systematically. I'm sick of seeing you hanging around like a freaking spider. Go out and live. Enjoy life.
Boy, I can't go.
Don't get wise with me now, huh? I'm tired of you being aloof.
Don't call me that, Paulie.
Apollo Creed says he'll be shopping for another victim to fill Green's vacancy for the bicentennial championship fight.
Tell me you were bringing him home.
How do you know I did?
By the way, rumor has it that this will be the most brightly...
Go!
Why?
Paulie, it's Thanksgiving. I got a turkey in the oven.
Oh, a turkey in the oven.
Talk about. She's in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood.
You know how to do funny things. You want to go out with my sister?
Yeah.
Oh?
I don't want to say.
Money.
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky. Rocky, you know? Listen, I don't know what to say, because I ain't never talked to no door before, you know? I mean, what do I say to a door? Hey, listen, I can
forget. You're doing fine.
I ain't doing fine. I look like an idiot.
Keep doing what you're doing. Funny.
I know all about these things.
You're like a jerk. Yo, Adrian, you know, it's Rocky again, you know? Listen, I know you ain't too happy at this moment, you know? Well, could you do me a favor, you know? I ain't got nobody to spend Thanksgiving with, you know? So, how about maybe you and I, maybe we'll go out together, get something to eat. I don't know, maybe laugh a little bit, who knows, you know? Would you like to, I don't know, would you like to maybe, you know, you and me go out together? What do you think? Would you like to? We're gonna have a good time. Have a real good time, you know? Thanks for the bird.
I'm gonna turn the TV off. I gotta hit it.
What'd your sister like to do?
Ice cream. Hey, Adrian, come on. You're letting the heat out. Who pays the bills around here?
Listen, I don't want no turkey anyway, you know.
But it was Thanksgiving.
It was what?
It was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to you. But to me, it's Thursday, right? Yo, it looks kind of quiet, you know?
I think it's closed.
No, I think maybe we're just early or something like that, you know?
You!
Yo!
We're closed.
What?
I said we're closed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to smooth this guy out here, so just wait here for a few minutes. I'll be right back, okay?
We could go someplace else.
No, it's okay, it's okay. Hey, listen, are you closed to the general public or you just closed everybody? You know what I mean?
Hey, look, it's after 6 o'clock. It's Thanksgiving. That's why there's nobody here. And besides, you ain't supposed to be in here. So do me a favor and I stay here, huh?
Could you do me a favor?
Hey, come on, we're not operating.
Look, this girl here ain't feeling well. You know, the doctor says she should go out and exercise once in a while, and ice skating's probably the best thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what do you want from me?
Well, hey, I want you to do me a favor. You can see she ain't feeling too good, so good. If you could let her on the ice, I'd appreciate it. You know, only for a few minutes.
10 minutes, $10.
$10? How about $8?
Come on, it's Thanksgiving.
All right, $9 you got a deal.
You have the ice to yourself, $10.
Give her the blades.
Aren't you skating?
Nah, I ain't skating since I was 15. You know, that's when I started fighting when I was 15. Skating's kind of bad for the ankles, you know?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good skater, ain't you? You know, like I was saying before on the way over here, you know, fight used to be tossing me, but no more, you know? See, all I wanted to do out of fight was prove I was no bum, that I had the stuff to make a good pro, you know?
You never got the chance?
Hey, you know, I ain't crying about it, because I still fight. I kind of do it like a hobby. See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed, and a southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from?
9 minutes.
I'll tell you, a long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia, and his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's South. So naturally, they call him South Paw, you see? South Paw, South Jersey, South Camden, South Paw. You know what I mean? I don't know, things probably worked out for the best, don't you think?
Never got a chance, though, because you're left-handed, huh?
Well, that's absolutely true, you know. Watch out, watch out. I just dislocated my finger. Look at that.
Oh!
No, hey, wait, hey, it ain't your fault. Look, see?
Look, I had it. It's an old wound. You see that? Look. See? Nothing. It bends like that. See, I originally done it. Look, push the button. Bong. It works. No, it ain't your fault. Look, I'm going to show you something.
7 minutes!
Yeah, I originally done it. I carry pictures of all my fights. I originally done it in the baby Crenshaw fight. You see that? Big baby's about the size of an airplane. I broke both my hands on his face. I lost that fight, but that's a nice picture, don't you think? See how it works there? Real nice. Come on, you having a good time? I'll tell you, you can see I ain't too graceful, you know what I mean? I don't move well. But I'll tell you, I can really swat, you know what I mean? I can really hit hard. But I'm a southpaw, and nobody wants to fight no southpaw, you know what I mean? Huh? Woo! You know how I got started in fighting? Huh?
No.
Am I talking too loud?
3 minutes!
Okay. My father, he's, my old man. He was never too smart. He says to me, you weren't born much of a brain, you know, so, you better start using your body, right? So I've become a fighter. You know what I mean? Why are you laughing?
My mother, she said the opposite thing.
What'd she say? What'd she say the opposite?
She said you weren't born much of a body, so you better develop your brain.
Did she say that?
You! Time!
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Hey, yo. Don't fall! Don't fall! Hey, that was terrific. I'm pretty good at this. You like the way I skate? You know, the last fight I had with this guy named Spider Rico.
Yeah.
He bust my head up there. You see that scar? I tell you, things get pretty rough in the ring. You know, some people are very shy by nature, you know.
I suppose.
I say you're very shy by nature, you know.
I suppose.
Hey, the bum from the dock. Get a job, you bum. You know, some people think that being shy is a disease, you know, but it don't bother me now, you know.
Don't bother me either.
Why'd I bother bringing it up, huh? Because I'm dumb, that's why. I think we make a real sharp couple of coconuts. I'm dumb and you're shy. What do you think, huh?
I don't understand why anybody would want to be a fighter.
Hey, you gotta be a moron. You gotta be a moron to want to be a fighter, you know what I mean? It's a racket where you almost guaranteed to end up a bum.
I don't think you're a bum.
Well, I'm at least half a bum, you know? But I'll tell you something. Worst thing about fighting is the morning after. No?
Morning after
fight. I tell you. Yeah, the morning after fight, you're nothing but like a large wound. You know what I mean? Sometimes I got pains all over me. I feel like calling a taxi to take me from the bed into the bathroom. You know what I mean? Your hair hurts, your eyes hurt, your face is all busted up, your hands are swollen, you know? Look at this face. 64 fights. Look at that nose. See that nose? That nose ain't never been broken. 64 fights. I had guys busted on it. I had guys chewing on it, twisting it, punching it. I mean, whacked. Boom. These guys are hitting my nose all the time. Never broke. I'm very proud of that. Not rare. That's rare.
Why do you do it if it hurts?
Why do you think?
Because you can't sing a dance?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Hey, you want to come inside?
No, I got to go.
Hey, come on. Hey, I got some animals. I got these rare, very rare animals inside. Come on. Come on.
No, I got to go.
Well, I gotta go too. I gotta go to the bathroom. Come on. Come on.
No, I gotta go.
Hey, look at this face. Is that a face you can trust or what? Huh? Is it? Then I'll stick this face on a stamp. What do you think? Huh? Come on. Come on in. Yo. Slick.
Yo, Adrian, you hungry?
No.
I got some things in there. I got, if you like soda, some donuts or something. Got a couple cupcakes. Huh? No? I think I got some chocolate in there. No? No? Hot in here, you know? I could go for some music. Go, Adrian. These are the exotic animals I was telling you about. These are my friends, Cuff and Link.
I sold them to you.
Sure, I know you sold them to me. Remember you were working at that pet shop, huh? First day you was there and I came in and bought both these animals, huh? Sure, I remember that. I came in, I bought this bowl, and I bought the animals themselves, the food, the marbles that go on the bottom there. Remember in the mountain? Remember that mountain? I had to get rid of that mountain, though, because they kept falling over and flipping, you know what I mean? Yo, why don't you come on over here and sit down? It's a nice couch, I don't know. There's big bugs in there, you know. It's safer over here. You want to sit down?
These your parents?
Yeah, that's both of them there.
Is this you?
Yeah, that's me when I was 8 years old. That's the Italian stallion when he was a baby. Why don't you come on over and make yourself comfortable, relax.
Do you have a phone?
No, I ain't got no phone. I had to pull, you know, because people calling all the time, and who needs the aggravation, right? Interruptions. Who'd you want to call?
I want to let my brother know where I am.
Why?
I think he might be worried.
Well, I'll call your brother if that's the problem.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Matt, you don't like the room, do you?
It's fine.
Well, it's only temporary, you know.
It's not that.
What's the problem? You don't like me? You don't like the turtles? What's the problem?
I don't think I belong here.
It's okay.
I don't belong here.
Well, you know, it's okay because you're my guest.
I don't know you well enough. I've never been in a man's apartment alone.
Well, I have. They're all the same, you know.
I'm not sure I know you well enough. I don't feel comfortable.
But your age, you know, I ain't so comfortable either.
I should go.
Don't go, please. Don't go. Do me a favor.
What?
Take off these vests. You got nice eyes, you know. Do me another favor. Just take off that hat. Always knew you was pretty.
Don't tease me.
That's easy. I ain't teasing. Just want to kiss you. You don't have to kiss me back if you don't want. I want to kiss you.
Thank you.
got a fight coming up, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight next month, January 27th. I need some work.
Well, that's good, man. You come on down to the gym, man. We'll see that you get in shape. How's your weight?
I'll be 175.
Hey, Rock, how you doing, man? Good. Hey, Mick was looking for you up there, man.
For me?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. He's looking for you, Jack. Get on up there and see him.
For me?
Yeah. Hey, Rock, right? All right, come on, man.
You got something for me?
Yeah, there was some guy here from Miles Jurgens looking for you. They need sparring partners for Apollo Creed.
Put me on.
Here's the car.
When was it here?
About an hour ago.
They're probably looking for sparring partners for Creed, you know?
I said that before, you dumb dago!
You know, I've been coming here for 6 years, and 6 years you've been sticking it to me. I want to know how come.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I want to know how come.
You want to know?
I want to know how!
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker. Some cheap second-rate loan shark.
To live in?
It's a waste of life.
May I help you? Oh, you must be Mr. Rocky Balboa. Mr. Jurgens expecting you. Just a moment. Mr. Rocky Balboa to see you, sir. Fine. Will you please go in, Mr. Balboa?
Can I have that?
Oh, certainly.
Balboa, how are you? George Jurgens. Take a chair, please.
Thanks.
Mr. Balboa.
Well, call me Rocky. It's Rocky.
Tell me, Rocky, you got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Well, Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I just said I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know.
I'm sure you are.
Absolutely. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jurgens?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen you fight. He likes you. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. You know.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by. What do you say?
All right, fellas, that's enough pictures. We want to ask Apollo a few questions. Apollo, how do you like the city of brotherly love?
Well, just being in Philadelphia makes me feel patriotic. Beautiful people in a beautiful city coming up to me on the street wishing me the best. I love my Philadelphia brothers, and I'm proud to be an American.
Apollo, champ, Apollo, yeah. Why did you agree to fight a man who has virtually no chance of winning?
Look, if history proves one thing, American history proves that everybody's got a chance to win. Didn't you guys ever hear of Valley Forge or Bunker Hill?
Apollo, it is a coincidence that you're fighting a white man on the most celebrated day in the country's history.
I don't know about that. Is it a coincidence that he's fighting a black man on the most celebrated day in the country's history?
Right on. Tell the truth, brother. Listen, right, Apollo, yeah. Tell me, how do you feel about your challenger?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Come here, Rock. It's my main man. Rocky, ain't you Italian?
Yeah, I'm Italian.
Well, now, what does that mean?
That means if he can't fight, I bet he can cook.
Do me a favor. His lungs punch out.
Well, Rocky, how do you expect to fight Apollo Creed?
Geez, you know, Creed's the best. I guess I'll have to do the best I can.
Tell me, Rocky, just between us, where did you get the name Italian Stallion?
I invented that about 8 years ago when I was eating dinner.
Rocky, now your payday will be $150,000. Any comment?
You got no comment, Rocky, right?
No.
No comment. No. Right. Thank you, Rocky,
I just want to say hi to my girlfriend, okay?
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
Look at this.
You believe all this?
Look at the microphone.
Never did.
Thank you, Rocky.
Well, you push him, man.
Thank you, Rocky.
Well, no matter he's making you out a fool, and break his lips. Take a cheap shot.
Don't bother me none.
No, Rocky. I guess you'd be looking for people to help you out.
Help what?
If this man survives,
keep you living a clean life.
I'll do okay, you know.
Need someone to help with the exercise and someone standing by with a towel or running errands, you know that.
Hey, yo, Paul, who cared about me yesterday, huh? Nobody. So I just think I'm going to train myself, you know?
Well, such good people around to help, you don't have such a good chance.
Einstein flunked out of school twice.
That's him.
Yeah. Beethoven was deaf. Helen Keller was blind. I think Rocky's got a good chance. Want me to get you a beer, Paulie?
Hey, you looking to do a good deed? Keep out of my freaking life!
What did I do?
Nothing.
Did I say something?
You didn't say nothing. It's all right.
That's right. You didn't say nothing. Nothing at all.
I gotta go.
Oh. Have a drink of pretzel.
How'd you like hearing your name on TV tonight?
I was shocked. Why'd you do that?
Come on, you put me on, right?
Absolutely. What time should I expect you?
Oh, about 7. Hey. Hey, you know, I said that stuff on TV didn't bother me none.
Yeah?
It did.
Listen, the reason I brought you is because I want to know if you got any money for training expenses, huh?
I got a few dollars,
Your belts are here. Put this in your glove.
What's this?
$500. Don't worry about it. You know, you ain't never had any luck. But I think this time Lady Luck may be in your corner. What do you think?
Maybe. Maybe. Hey, thanks for the money, Tony. You know?
It's okay. Don't worry about
thanks
it.
Thanks a
see
lot.
See you, all right? Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You're in training, huh? Come on.
Hey. Yo, Tony.
What?
You gonna show up at the fight?
Ringside.
Hey. I see
light. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good. Hey, it's a nice place here. All right. Anyway, what I come to tell you is that, that what happened to you is freak luck.
Yeah, freak luck.
Isn't it true? Look at the other guys. Now, they're good fighters, right? They're colorful. They got good records. They fight their guts out for peanuts. But you get a shot at the title.
Freak luck is a strange thing.
Yeah, sure it is. Can I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell are those?
Oh, those are the domestic turtles. The one on the top is Cuff and the other guy is Link and the rest of them are marbles.
Yeah, they make good soup. Anyway, look, I'm here to warn you that you got to be very careful about this shot that you got at the title because, I don't know, like the Bible says, he ain't gonna get a second chance.
Yeah. All right.
You thought of that, huh? But what you need is a manager. A manager. Listen to me. I know because I've been in this racket for 50 years.
50 years, huh?
50 years. God, I've seen it all. All of it. You know what I've done?
What?
I have done it all. You should have seen me when I knocked a Guinea Russell out of the ring, out of the goddamn ring. That's September the 14th, 1923. And it was the same night that Firpo knocks Dempsey out of the ring. The same night. So who gets the publicity? Figure that out.
Dempsey.
That's right, but why?
Because he was champ.
No! Oh, because he had a manager. I had nothing, man. I want to show you something. I want you to look at my face for a minute. Look at this. I got 21 stitches over this left eye. I got 34 stitches over this eye. You know, I had my nose busted 17 times. The last time was with that fight with Sailor Mike. And I got that clip in here, the good fight. Want to read that? Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, he put this vegetation on my ear. Ah, Rocky Marciano. You know, you kind of remind me of The Rock. Know that?
You really think so?
That's right. You move like him. And you got heart like he did.
Yeah, I got heart, but I ain't got no locker, do I, Mick?
Anyway, you know, when I began in this business, kid, I want to make a suggestion. Don't drink that piss before a fight. You know, no good for you. You don't mind my saying. Anyway, you know, when I started this racket, pugs like us, we was treated like dogs. For $10, you gotta tear somebody's throat out. But I never had no management. You know, one time, this son of a bitch that I fought, you know, he put a nail right there. The thumb, yeah, the glove. And he punched so many holes in my face, you know, I had the spit shooting out of my cheeks. Can you imagine that? Anyway, when I tell you what I looked like when I was, in my prime, I want you to look at something. Wait, look at that. Look at that. That's the way I looked before these guys got at me.
It's nice. Yeah. You take very good care of the picture, though.
But I never had no management. That's the trouble. But now I got all this knowledge. I got it up here. Now I want to give it to you. I want to give you this knowledge. I want to take care of you. I want to make sure that all this shit that happened to me doesn't happen to you. You know what I mean?
The fight's set.
Listen to me. I want to be your manager. You follow that, do you?
The fight's set. I don't need no manager.
But you can't buy what I'm going to give you. I mean, I've got pain and I've got experience.
Well, I got pain. I got experience, too.
Now, listen, kid.
Hey, look. Hey, Mick.
What?
I need your help about 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago?
Right.
You never helped me, though. You didn't care.
Well, if you want to help. I say, if you wanted help, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you just ask me, kid?
Look, I asked, but you never heard nothing.
Well, I'm 76 years old. And,
get here. You 10 years ago to my house. Huh? What's the matter? You don't like my house? My house stink? That's right, it stinks!
I have no favors from you. Don't fall around me.
Talk about your prime.
What about my prime, Mick? At least you had a prime. I ain't had no prime, I ain't had nothing. Legs are going, everything is going, no one's getting them nothing. Guy comes up, offers me a fight. Big deal, wanna fight the fight? Yeah, I'll fight the big fight. I wanna go and fight that big fight that was gonna happen to me. I wanna get that! I wanna get that! And you wanna be ringside and see it? Do you? You wanna help me out? Help me, you wanna see me get my face just then? Legs ain't working, nothing's working. They go, go on, fight the champ. Yeah, I'll fight him.
My face kicked in. And you come around here, you wanna move in here with me? Come on here, it's my house! Real nice, come on in and move! It stinks! Some place stinks!
Wanna help me out? Well, help me out! Come on, help me out, I'm standing here!
Thank you. it.
Hey, come on. Fixing it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Did you kill all these things?
Oh, across the street.
It's like an animal morgue, you know?
It's a little cold in here, ain't it?
Yeah. Who killed all these things?
If you don't pay
Gazza,
you ain't the mother.
Hey, come on,
Gazza's
a good man, you know that.
Hey, don't get excited, I know that. That's when I want you to talk to him about me and the collecting job. Hey, get me out of this stinking freezer.
Why don't you do yourself a favor, you know, why don't you keep this job because you eat better, you know?
Boo.
Is it ever snowing here?
You and my sister, how are you getting along together?
How do you think?
I'm not sure, Rock. What's the story?
About what?
What's the story? What's happening? You really like her?
Sure I like
her. I don't see it. What's the attraction?
I don't know. Fills gaps, I guess.
What's gaps?
I don't know, gaps. She's got gaps, I got gaps. Together we fill gaps. I don't know.
You balling her?
Hey, you don't talk dirty about your sister.
You screwing my sister?
You see, that's why I can't connect you with Gazza. You know that, Paulie? Because you got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much. It's getting cold in here. I think I'm going home.
Cold in here? It's cold in here! Stay there! You stay!
They'll put us in jail for murder.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, okay?
I turned the heat off.
Thanks. You know, your brother's a good man, but he's awful pushy, you know?
Want me to rub you down?
No, I'm just sore, okay? I'll just sit here.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, come on, no fooling around, right? I'm tired. Hey, AJ, I'm serious now. There's no fooling around during training, you understand? I want to stay strong.
You're not kidding.
No, I ain't kidding.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, why don't you just make the meat, okay?
Okay, I'll make the meat.
Come on.
only crazy is a sloppy because you're off balance.
Let's try it. Now take this thing tight to both angles, leave about 2 feet of slack.
I ain't never had good footwork.
Never mind footwork. Now you're all balanced out, Marcian. Had the same problem. And this string cured it. Is the idea that if you can move and you can hit without breaking the string, you can balance, become a very dangerous place. You follow?
We're looking good, Rock.
Thanks.
Scott. That's it. Underneath it.
Rock.
What?
How about you give us your order?
Get out of here! Don't you ever interrupt me while I'm conducting business. Move your little chicken ass. Listen, kid, you lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
And let her train you!
Okay, no more fooling around.
Okay.
Women weak in legs, huh?
Yo, Rock. Yo, Rocky.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, you look great.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Terrific. I mean, you could be a heartbreak. You walk down the street breaking hearts the way you're looking. Very sharp.
I got another surprise for you.
What? Hey, Budkins! Hey, Budkins! Come here, kid! Come here!
To keep you company when you run.
Come on in and meet the family. You'll never come back.
Come on! Just
you want. Boy, do I want him? Come here! What's he eat, you thought? What's he eat?
He eats little turtles.
Yo, Budkins! What's that, Burgess, huh? Whose truck is this? Come on.
One call from me, you're a celebrity.
You got neat exposure.
Oh, come on. Don't breathe on me, Paul.
That's
huh?
A big time.
I just want to...
Don't I know about these
guys? You don't know about nothing. What do these guys want from me?
Don't watch your tray. Boom.
Hey, come on. What is the matter with you, Paul? It's supposed to be private. Hey.
I'm doing you a favor.
You ain't doing me no favors. You're embarrassing me in front of everybody. You can make me look bad in front of your sister. See the cigar? Or stick it in your ear. Now, don't do these things to me. You should have called me up or something. Leave a message. Don't do that.
My sister really likes you.
I'm gonna kill you one of these days, I swear to God.
Baby!
Here he is, the next heavyweight champ of the world, Rocky Balboa!
Right there. Rocky Balboa, listen, we want to get a brief interview in with you. It won't take long.
What about me?
What about you?
Charge of the meat.
Fine. Would you stand behind it, please? Listen, just settle yourself down. Just relax. What we're going to do is just ask you a few questions, Rocky. Just a few questions about your unique training method. Talk to the folks at home. They really want to know, you know, how you got into this. I mean, this isn't an everyday thing. Jimmy, you guys ready? Let's roll it. Rocky, why don't you turn right around here?
Just don't take no cheap shots, you know?
No, I won't do that. Just relax, Rocky. Today, we're here with heavyweight challenger Rocky Balboa. The reason we're standing in this
refrigerator... Hey, the big guy's sticking his face in.
Let's try it again, Rocky. Today we're here with heavyweight challenger Rocky Balboa. The reason we're standing in this refrigerated box is that Mr. Balboa has an unusual method of training. And in a moment, he's going to demonstrate that for the viewing audience at home. But first, Rocky, how did you come to train in an icebox?
My friend, the guy over there, he let me in one day, and I hit the beef here, and I kind of liked it. And since I've become a challenger, the owner don't mind either that I come in.
Is this a common training method? I mean, do other fighters pound raw meat?
No, I think I invented it.
Would you give us a demonstration?
Confirm the reservation for our people at ringside, and be sure to fly my barber to Philly. For the people of Philly. How much is being channeled into West Coast closed circuit advertising?
300,000.
450. And send the mayor's wife 200 roses for me and make sure we get a picture of it for all the newspapers.
If you want to run the 15 radio spots in the Midwest, I think you could spend your money better in Canadian publicity.
By the way, Apollo, I've got a couple of friends up in Toronto who'd probably be able to get you a pretty good tax break.
George, I like your friends.
Hey, champ. You ought to come look at this boy you're going to fight on TV. Looks like he means business.
Yeah, I mean business, too. Hey, Shirley, we got any more coffee out there?
Oh, Mr. Reed. I'll get you some right away.
After the fight, I may just retire and run for Emperor.
Yeah.
Now, get the arena is on the program this session, and the gross run with the arena is going to... Look! Look!
Diana Lewis, in the meat house, with Southpaw Rocky Balboa.
Call the reporters?
Yeah, it's in my old training schedule off.
Don't be mad at him. He's just trying to help.
Oh, AJ, I ain't mad. It's just that when reporters around, I get out of joint because they take cheap shots, and Paula knows that. And this Paula, he keeps asking me for a job all the time, but he don't know nothing about fighting.
Are you going to say anything to him?
What's to say? I just don't know what he wants from me.
I don't want nothing from you. I don't want nothing from you. This ain't no charity case. Get out of my house.
It's not just your house.
You're no friend no more. Get out of my house, I just said.
Don't talk to him like that.
Both of you get out of my house.
Yo. It's cold outside, Paulie.
I don't want you missing her. And I don't raise you to go with this scumbag. Yeah, come on! You want to hit on me? Come on! I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you. That's right, I'm not good enough to meet with Gazzo. Woo! That's what I think of Gazzo. Now you're a big shot fighter on the way up. You don't even throw a crumb to your friend Paulie. When I go and get your meat every morning, you forgot that night I even give you my sister, too.
What are you doing, Peter?
I'm a pig. A pig gets you the best! You loser! I don't get married because of you! You can't live by yourself! I put you through this! Get out of you! Get on your back end! You owe me! You owe me!
What do I owe you?
You're supposed to be good to me!
What do I owe you, Bonnie? What do I owe you? I treat you good! I cook for you! I clean for you! I feed you dirty clothes! I take care of you, Paulie. I don't owe you nothing. And you made me feel like a loser. I'm not a loser.
You're busted.
What?
Oh. You're not a virgin. You're not a virgin. Take down your pants.
She's busted.
I can't hold me no more.
You want roommate?
Absolutely.
Okay, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you rich. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous fighter.
Rusty.
Hello, Mickey.
Hey! How are you? Oh, Rock. I want you to meet our cut man here, Al Savani. Take a look at his eye.
How you doing, Al?
That's right.
Ain't bad. Seen worse.
Yeah, you ain't so bad yourself, you know.
Cover up. Things will be okay.
You cover up. You cover up.
All right, go and take a shower, will you?
Okay, Mick. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. You covered that Whitmore fight.
That's why you won.
Listen. We got a winner here. We got a chance. Now he goes to the body like nobody you've ever seen. You just stand by, boy, and we're going to win.
Hey, Rock. It's okay I talk to you?
Okay, you talk to me. Sure.
I figured some angle to make some money with your name.
My name? How's that?
Advertising. I know about that stuff.
What do you know about advertising? Huh? Hey, you can make money off my name, make it, okay? I'm gonna take a shower. Hey, wanna help me off with this?
Yeah.
Rocky, what brings you here tonight?
Mr. Jurgens, the poster's wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm wearing white pants with a red stripe.
It doesn't really matter, does it? I'm sure you're going to give us a great show. Try to get some rest, kid. Good night.
So hard.
Yeah, it don't matter, because I was nobody before.
Don't say that.
Oh, come on, Adrian, it's true. I was nobody. But that don't matter either, you know? Because I was thinking, it really don't matter if I lose this fight. It don't matter if this guy opens my head either. Because all I want to do is go the distance. Nobody's ever gone the distance with Creed. And if I can go that distance, you see, and that bell rings and I'm still standing. For the first time in my life, you see, that I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood.
Thank you. time, kid. Let's go.
Always be here?
Well, how about I wait here and you fight, huh? No, you're looking very great today, you know that. Hmm? I gotta go now, but don't you leave town, huh? Wish me luck. I'm gonna need it.
Good luck.
Say, Adrian, you don't think this road here is too baggy, you know?
Good luck.
Don't leave town.
Now I'd like to have you meet my colleague tonight working the fight with me, Stu Nahan.
Thank you, Bill Baldwin. The electricity is all over the place tonight as Rocky Balboa.
Hey, what the hell is that? I trained you to be a fighter and not a billboard.
I'm doing it for a friend.
Well, what do you get out of it?
Foley gets $3,000, I get the rope.
Shrewd.
The story about tonight's fight, their style, the difference in style, you can quote a recent sports magazine which said, could be the caveman against the cavalier. I notice a buzzing in the background now, Bill. Could be the challengers getting ready to get into the ring.
Okay! Look at my date! Cost me $200.
Oh, I gotta go, I gotta work.
How's the road?
A 50-1 underdog living a Cinderella story, and he's captured people's imaginations all over the world. And his record, 44 victories. He's had 38 by knockout, and he's lost 20.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, can he stand it, you know, the stamina and the skill to last the 3 rounds? Because Las Vegas odds say no.
Rocky Balboa climbing into the ring now.
The Italian Stallion. Some meat sign on the back of his robe there. Have you seen what that was?
Shamrock meat.
Shamrock meat.
There's a lot of noise coming from the background. You could go deaf with that noise.
Yeah, the spotlight.
Am I seeing right back there? Is that the world heavyweight champion?
You know, he's in a boat, riding in a boat. Is he supposed to be George Washington? Obviously so. He's got the hat on, the whole shot. Look at
well,
that.
Well, it's been confirmed. The world champion, Apollo Creed, is doing an imitation of George Washington.
He's throwing money.
I don't
remember when we were playing it, we were talking about George Washington and throwing a dollar.
Throwing a dollar. Of course, they threw a dollar in those days and win a lot, Father. Now he's taking his right wing game off the hat.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes.
Crowd is loving every minute of it. Look at this. Here is the world heavyweight champion.
Apollo Creed, for you around the world, he was dressed as George Washington, the father of our country.
Come on, you! Come on, Valiant!
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
Uncle Sam and himself.
All of you!
He looks like a big flag. Is he talking to me?
He's talking to you.
Is he talking to me?
Let him come. Let him talk.
I want the stallion. Come on,
I want the stallion. I want the stallion.
For you in a foreign country during World War I, with the picture of Uncle Sam with his finger pointed like that, a recruiting culture for our fellows in the service, the Army and the Navy. I want you.
I want you. That's what he's doing to take on.
There he is.
That's it. Creed. He's got a
Creed in three.
What do you think that outfit cost?
Anybody who's anybody is here tonight.
Time does not permit me to introduce the many luminaries of politics, show business, and the sporting world who are with us tonight, but I would like to present one of the immortals of pugilism, a champion in and out of the ring, Philadelphia's own Smoking Joe, the beloved Mr. Joe Frazier.
Okay, no layout. What a credit he's been in his career as a fighter. Now he's coming over to talk.
Hey, how about that?
Hey, Joe.
Now, you've been dumping me long time.
No, Joe. You next, Joe. You next, Joe.
They must be friends.
fight that around the world. Get settled down because it won't be long now.
And now for the main event.
Philadelphia before, and you know the rules.
We'll have no low blows. Watch your heads, no buttons. Shake hands now. Come on, fight.
Put your hands up there, Chump.
Come on, fight.
Come on.
No fight play going on there. Rocky just taking it carefully, though. He's just going over and being calm, it looks like, from here. And there goes the big hat.
I've never seen a fighter that concerned about his hair.
Come out, come into the center of the ring, looking at each other. Rocky just looking. Creed, the champion, sipping, blowing those jabs out there. Left-handed jabs right in the head. Bang. The champ stinging the slower challenger of jabs and will. In fact, it just looks like Rocky blocking blows with his face. The champion doesn't look the best he's ever been, but he's really moving closer now.
Well, the champion is smiling now. He's toying with his man.
Trying to give the fans their money's worth
because we're doing and make a show of it. And he's very badly outclassed challenger right now. Yeah, he's just trying to make his man make the first one. See, make him miss like that. And he's just, the champ is just taunting him now. Reed dancing around.
Oh, wait, I don't believe it. The champ is down.
Yes, he is.
This is the first time the champion has ever been knocked down. Appears to be all right.
Come on, Rock, go to the ring. That's going to look like now, Rock. Come on.
Now Rocky coming back out, and he's like a bull in a china closet. He really wants it. Hollow left of the head.
All right, now the champion's coming back. He's coming off the floor now, and he's trying to put him with the heart.
Another right. Combination. Into the face. That's the Apollo we know.
Now he's taunting him. The champ is taunting Rocky to come on in some more.
Left. Another left.
Rocky's coming back now.
Left and right. Rocky's got him on the rail.
Let's break. You're holding out. Falls into the box.
I'll tell you, there's no way you expected this kind of hitting power.
Oh, no way. But you know it's the ability of the champion, the pony.
Apollo unloading a left. He really tagged him up against the rope. He proves that. And there he goes. They're leading him back over to his corner. Rocky can hardly find his way. He's sitting down now.
Your nose is broke.
How's it look?
That's an improvement.
I want you to quit shucking and jiving. I want you to stick and move.
Go for the ribs. Don't let that bastard breathe.
The guy's great.
He doesn't know it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight. Finish this bum and let's go home.
Stay to the body. The body. You're doing great.
Here we go. Round two.
Creed predicted he would win it in three. Creed got knocked down in the first. He came back strong at the end of the first.
Oh, and he's working now.
Oh, that sharp left. Again, a hard right.
And now coming in, he's working Mark into the corner again. The champion's got arms back in the corner, moving them left and right, his head bouncing up against the ring wall.
Oh, Balboa's making a tremendous beating here.
Battling left and right like a punching bag.
What's keeping him up?
Oh, come on, man. Don't you fight. Stop playing around on a group of people. Stop for the money.
And he says he wants more.
He wants more. You folks have dead in the television or on the world, you're watching a battle. I tell you that.
Balboa trying to fight back. Oh, he's trying to jab it up the tennis hook.
The champion is trying to get himself out of there, but he just can't do it. He is being barraged with lefts and rights to the head and the body to the head.
Balboa is tagging the champion right on the kisser.
And the referee steps in. They're ready to keep going.
Right
there.
Hey, come on.
Back to your corner.
Put that jump
off
in his corner.
Come on, Tree. Hey, this is going to be a tough one.
Now, oh, it cuts. Oh, a tremendous right hand by Rocky. Got the
been a rematch.
The war won.
Here's chaos. Rocky, you went the distance. You went the 15 rounds. How do you feel?
All right, it's all right.
What are you thinking about when that buzzer's on for that last?
Adrian!
What are you thinking about when the 15th round and you're coming out?
Adrian!
Rocky?
Adrian!
Rocky?
Hey, where's your hat?
I love you.
I love you.